Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Daniel chapter 5, we were talking about the gathering in this great hall that was a worship service to the Babylonian gods. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Proverbs chapter 23, verses 31 through 35, it says, "Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last, it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again." After all those things happened to him, he says, "I will seek it again." And you tell me that wine is not a mocker. And he seeks after strange women. It says his eyes behold strange women. Notice, Belshazzar has his wives, plural, and then he also has concubines. Now, royal harems were divided into two classes. Women with the status of wives, and then women with less privileges. And their status was concubines. Now, he has both groups there. Now, having more than one wife, he was already in adultery, whether he's a king or not. And you'll notice in verse 4, they drank and they praised. Well, that was religion. They're having a worship service. This is what they're doing. It's like some people will want a wedding in a church. Then they leave the church and they go to some place, some restaurant, some hall, some club, somewhere. And the couple start their marriage off with a toast of alcohol. There's been prayer, ask the blessing. Well, that's what they did here. Same things they do. They drank and they praised. They tried to bless it. These two verbs, I believe, drank and praised, are intentionally placed in close proximity to show their drinking and praising go together. Their praising would mainly be in the form of songs to deity. They'd have that music playing, and they'd have that beat driving it. And their drinking led to their so-called religious dancing. And the feast would degenerate worse from there. That had the central dancing, the beat of the music, that was supposedly religious. The sexual practices that were committed publicly in these kind of feasts defy speaking of them openly, and I will not speak of them openly over this microphone. The sin of drunken people, my friend, is great. It was a blasphemous thing to bring the vessels to the feast at all, let alone under these conditions. And isn't it interesting that there are many religions coming together for this feast? He says the gods, plural. Doesn't it remind us of the last days where people were saying, let's forget our differences. Let's get together. Forget our doctrinal differences. Let's get together. Let's just love. Let's be happy. Well, that's what they were doing. They were just loving one another and being happy. But I'm kind of reminded of Psalms 137, verses 1 through 9. That just comes to my mind. And as you think of Belshazzar's defiance of God, how this blasphemed God, listen as I read Psalms 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing unto us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, race it, race it, even to the foundations thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone. Wow. It's pretty hard, isn't it? I spake earlier in the study of Dr. Daniel March. He wrote a book titled Night Scenes of the Bible, and the book was copyrighted in 1868, meaning that he had to write it before then, okay? So the book is well over 100 years old, of course, and the one that I have is a copy that's over 100 years old. Dr. March wrote 17 dynamite pages on this subject that we're considering right now here in Daniel. I just want to read a couple of those pages that you can see how a person 130 to 140 years ago is up to date because they stuck to the Word of God. He was up to date with today. Now, before I read what Dr. March had to say, I want you to consider Isaiah chapter 47, verse 1 and verse 8, and keep it in mind as I read and make comments of this passage. There it says in verse 1, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, there is no throne. O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Verse 8 says, therefore, hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me, I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. Oh, but it's getting ready to happen. Now, listen as I talk and read from Dr. March's treatise on the night feast of Belshazzar. Now, Belshazzar was the last of the Babylonian kings. The great feast which he made for 1,000 of his lords was on the last night of his reign. He belonged to the proud and prolific race of the Chaldeans, whom the Hebrew prophets described as tender and delicate, given to pleasures, dwelling carelessly and trusting in wickedness. Their young men were showy, sensual, and self-indulgent. By the way, does that sound familiar so far, like a country you and I might inhabit? They dressed themselves in dyed garments of brilliant colors. They curled their hair, used perfumes, wore jewelry, carried walking sticks with the beak of a bird or the head of a serpent carved on the handle. They were fond of silver plate and splendid carpets, costly furniture, and great suppers. They frequented dramatic entertainments in which female singers and dancers appeared on the stage with little dress and less decency for the amusement of the audience. By the way, let me just interject. Little dress and less decency to amuse the audience, to entertain them. On your television, what entertains you? What holds your attention? It may be a very sad commentary on your spirituality, what it takes to entertain you. Dr. March goes on, they drank wine and sang lewd songs and were out late at night, and they did everything else that wild, half-intoxicated young men are most likely to do. Now, again, let me interject. This was written in the 1860s, and it's about Babylon, 500-600 years before Christ. You see, when you follow the Holy Spirit, you're up to date in any age. When you do God's will, follow God's word, and do things God's way. Now, Dr. Marx goes on to say, all this can be abundantly shown from the Hebrew prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, and from the Greek historians, Herodotus, Xenophon, and Diodorus, and from inscriptions on monuments that remain to this day. Now, understand, Dr. March didn't have the Nabonius cylinders from 1956. He goes on to say, and knowing all this concerning the young men of that great and mighty city of ancient time, we are not surprised that Babylon became a desolation. Now, friend, listen to this next statement from Dr. March. The day of doom is not far off from any great city when its young men have become tender and delicate and given to pleasure, when they have grown effeminate, self-indulgent, fond of amusement, and afraid of work, when they are excited and passionate about trinkets and trifles, nerveless and spiritless about the nobler demands of effort and duty. Let me interject here. I was in a mall some time ago, and I heard a voice that said, oh, where did you get your earring? And I turned around, and it was a group of boys talking about their necklaces and earrings. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.